Begin the current daf, Masech Nedarim, daf Gimel. Begin on the third line down from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we open up the Masech, speaking about the halachas of Nedarim. And as we gave in the introduction, there's three different ways of making Neder, either the primary Neder, or Kinuy Nedarim, or Yadis Nedarim. Now the Mishnah opened up by just mentioning Kinuya in Nedarim, Kinadarim, and other different categories that also they're Kinuya of all like the thing itself. Then the Mishnah explains the case of Yadis. So the Gemara asks, it opens up discussing the concept of kinuyim, and then it gives examples of yadis. So the Gemara explains, the concept of yadis was missing, and therefore when it comes to explain, it was explaining already that which wasn't mentioned, but really should be there. But now the Gemara asks, but at least, when you come in to explain the cases, instead of explaining in the first Mishnah in this Masechta, the concept of yadis, and then later Mishnah explained the concept of kinuyim, if we open up with kinui, then we should explain kinui first and not yadis. So the Gemara's first answer to this question was, as we see in many Mishnayis throughout Shas, sometimes the Tana decides to explain first that which he left off with, and sometimes he decides to explain first that which he opened up with. And therefore, in our Mishnah, arbitrarily, that since yadis is actually mentioned second, he decided to explain first that which is mentioned second, although actually yadis is not mentioned, but it's chesur mechzer. The words are missing, it should be there. And therefore, although he opened up a kinuyim, then he goes to yadis, but then yadis explains first. Now that's where our Gemara continues, says, V'ibay same, and if you want, you could say that you're right. As we proved in the previous daf, most definitely, there's not necessarily a difference in the requirement of where you start off when you're explaining the concepts that you just mentioned, if it has to be the first or the last thing that you ended off with, as we find many Mishnais and Shas are either way. However, what the second answer in the Gemara is explaining now is, don't say that the Tana of our Mishnah arbitrarily decided to explain that which he last left off with, which are Yadis. Rather, he specifically wanted to explain first the cases of Yadis, and then in a later Mishnah explain the cases of Kinuyim. Why? Because Yadis, regarding the concept of Yadis, which are partial statements, which from that you could understand that the person is attempting and really wants to make a neder, that's considered like the neder itself. Aidi de asin midrasha, since it's learned out from an exposition, from a drasha, as the Gemara will shortly explain, in contrast, distinction to kinui, which is a logical concept, because it's neder can be made in, a vow can be made in any language. So kinui, which is another language, most definitely would be included in the concept of the biblical halacha. But yadis is a chiddush. It's only learned out from a drasha. We would not have known if you say a partial statement and don't enunciate the entire hafla, the entire neder, that would be considered. So different mafarish lemeresha, as we find many times in Shas, that which is more of a drasha, more of a chiddush, more novel, that's something that we would prefer to say first. And that's why we first explain cases of yadis, not arbitrarily, but rather specifically. Ma'amati Gemara asks, if so, so balifta chadein bereisha, then instead of the Mishnah opening up with the category of kinui, and then including yadis, and then explaining yadis first, so then let it open up with yadis first, instead of just explaining it first. So that the Gemara answers no. Miftach pasach bikinuyin dairaisa bereisha. The first thing that the Tana, the Mishnah, opens up, he generally wants to say that which is more well-known and more obvious. So therefore, kina, which is obviously going to be like the neder itself, because it's just another language, and neder can be made in any language. So that's the biblical halacha that we're going to mention first. V'hadim mefarish yadis te'asalim adrasha. And therefore, afterwards we explain the case of yadis, and then once we're explaining yadis, then we go in and we're giving cases of each one of them, then we first say the case of yadis, because that's midrasha. But again, but when we're first laying down what are the different ways of making neder, we're first going to mention kinui because that's the more obvious one. And when we're talking about the basic of the halacha, what are different ways, we're going to say the more obvious one first. Now, this Gemara asks, Hanicha, this that you're saying that the reason why we opened up the Mishnah, when we're talking about what are the different bullet points of what are ways of making neder, we opened up with kinui because that's the more obvious one. And that the Gemara asks, that makes sense, Lamanda Am, according to the opinion that says, Kinuyin Lashon Nachrinim. That what are kinuyin? When we say these other words of kainim, kainach, kainness, all these other words, that there's a machlek is exactly what are they? So there is an opinion that says that they're just different languages. So if they're different languages, yes, it's obvious that that's going to be a neder deraisa, because you can make a neder in any language. So that's why we would open up the Mishnah with the category of kinuy. But according to the opinion that says that these words of koinim, koinach, koinis are rabbinic terms which were made up by the rabbis to be utilized when the person wants to make a neder. As the Gemara later on will explain in Daf Yoreh and Aleph, that the reason is because if a person will use what's called hatfasa to make the neder, as we explained in the previous daf, by saying, I want this thing to be on me, which is, you're trying to say it's forbidden, but you didn't say that, like a carbon, we're concerned that you might come to say Hashem's name too. The reason being is because we find Hashem's name near the word carbon as a pasuk that says Karban Lashem. Now that's okay, but if you say only Hashem's name and not the carbon, it's going to come out that you might say Hashem's name in vain, and therefore we don't want you to come to that. So the rabbis made up these other words which are like the word carbon, but then you're not going to say Lashem because you're not saying Karban Lashem, and therefore you'll be able to make your neder through a kinui, which is basically the same idea as carbon, but saying kainim kainach kainis. That the Gemara asks, according to that opinion, that's what a kinui is a rabbinic invention of a term, ma'ikla meimer. According to them, what are you going to be able to say? Now the Ran explains, don't say that what the Gemara's question is then it's rabbinic, and then for sure it's not biblical, and therefore it's not more pashut than yadis. No. The Ran says that most definitely, even if you hold that it's lashon shebadlum chacham, it's a biblical neder, as we explained already in the Mishnah, because rabbinic words are not any less than non-Jewish national linguistics. When people make up words, they're just the consensus of the people to say that that word means that thing. And therefore the rabbis can do the same thing. So of course that would be considered b'chol lashon to be able to make a neder deraisa. But what the question of the Gemara is, but it's still not more obvious than the halacha of yadis to be able to say that that's why we're opening up at kinui and only then say yadis, if anyways we want to first explain yadis, because that's the more of the chiddush. And to the contrary, actually, yadis is going to be more obvious than the kinui of the rabbinic words, because at least they come from a drasha. As we'll shortly quote, it's a drasha that explains how we know the halacha of yadis. Whereas kinui, you don't have a drasha for that. It's just a rabbinic invention. And therefore, according to them, then why would we open up with kinui? We should open up with yadis, because yadis is more obvious. And anyways, we're going to explain the yadis first. So now the Gemara answers, you're right. Mikatani yadis. Look at the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah say about one of the ways to make a neder is through yadis, which again we explained means a handle where you only say part of the thing, but when you hold the handle, that's a way of holding the whole cup? It doesn't. But as we explained in the previous daf, we said that that word's missing, and we have to insert the category of yadis, and then that's what the Mishnah explains, the halacha of yadis. Now, if that's the case, akdim nami utnei yadis. So therefore, when you're inserting in the Mishnah, put it before kinui, open up the Mishnah with it. And this is what the Mishnah should say. Kol yadis nedarim kenedarim. Actually, we should change the name of this parak. Not call it kol kinui, we should call it kol yadis. All the handles of neder is like a neder itself. And then the Mishnah goes on, we call kinui nedarim kenedarim, and all the different nicknames of nedarim are like nedarim. And then the Mishnah explains, and these are the cases to describe the halach of yadois, which are if someone tells his friend these words, mudrani, mafreshani, all these different words. And then as the Mishnah concluded, and then and then these are the kinuim, which is mentioned in the Mishnah later on, which are kainim, kainich, and kainis. Now, so the Ran explains what just changed now in the Gemara is, because of the difficulty, according to the man, the Amar, that kinuyin are loshon shebadlim chachamim, we changed, we retracted regarding what was so obvious to the Gemara in the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had assumed on the previous daf that if our word's missing, meaning that you have to insert the category of yadis into our Mishnah, but you can't say that the first parts of the words in the Mishnah are missing. But now the Gemara changed on that and saying that according to the opinion that holds that kinuyim are loshon shebadlim chachamim, the beginning of the Mishnah is chesur mechzer, the opening words were missing. And we say that now, that you're right, that the Tana is first explaining the cases of that which he opened up with. And that the point of this, the Gemara is saying that according to the Tana of the Mishnah, it specifically did explain the cases of the order, how it mentioned the different categories. Which whatever mentioned first, that's what it explains first. Now, according to the opinion that holds, kinuyim are lashon nachrim, so the reason why we explained first yadois, even though that's mentioned second according to them, is because yadis are asin le midrasha. So there is a novelty to that, so we want to explain those cases first. Now, kinuyin, you don't have to explain. And that's why we open up with kinuyim first, because kinuyim are the more obvious. Of course, it's b'chaloshin. It's a regular non-Jewish language. You could say b'chaloshin. Now, according to the opinion that holds that nedarim aloshin shebadlim chacham, that yadus aloshin shebadlim, that kinuyim aloshin shebadlim chachamim, so then actually, yes, we begin explaining the cases of where we started from. The reason being is because since yadus are asa midrasha, so that's why actually when we open up the cases, when we first start describing in the Mishnah, we first say yadus before kinuyim, because kinuyim are only lashon shebadlim chachamim. That's not so obvious. So actually, according to them, that's going to be the order, and that's what comes out of difference according to these two different interpretations of what kinuyim are, about when the Mishnah starts explaining, is it explaining actually the last thing it left off with, or the first thing it left off with? If it's like lashon shebadlim chacham, it's the first thing, because actually yadus is the first thing, because kinuyim are not more obvious than that. It's just lashon shebadlim chachamim. Whereas according to the one that says kinuyim aloshen nachrimheim, that it's actually going to be the last thing that it left off with. Because the first thing is more obvious, is the halacha of kinuyim, then yadis, and then we explain yadis first because of asile midrash. Now the Gemara asks what we had been assuming up until now, the yadis heichiksiv. So where is the concept of yadis? Where you only say a partial statement, but it's understood what you're trying to say, so it's considered like a full-fledged neder. So we said it's asle midrash. What is this medrash that tells us the halacha of yadis? So now the Gemara quotes a pasuk in the Midbar. It says ish or isha kiyafli, if he's going to separate linder neder nazir, to create a neder of naziris lahasal Hashem, to become a nazir to Hashem. Now we try to learn the brisa that explains this pasuk. It says nazir lahazir is a redundancy. Why nazir lahazir? So that redundancy comes to teach us. Not only that, if you make, say, Harini Nazir, are you a Nazir? But even if you say a Kino of a Nazir, for example, say Harini Nazik, Nazik, one of these different variations of the word, or Viyadis Nazir Kinazir, so it also teaches us the halacha of saying that even saying a partial statement of saying you're a Nazir, which is understood what you're trying to say, will also give you the halacha like Nazir itself. Now, the Ran actually says that we don't have the Girsa. Kinuy Naziris Kinaziris to be learned out from the redundancy of Nazir Lahazir. And the reason is because he says either way you look at it, you're not learning out from a pasuk. If you say that a kinuy is Lashon Nachrimheim, is a non-Jewish word, that means the same thing as a carbon, well then you don't need a pasuk, as we said, because Nedarim are said b'chol Lashon. And if it's a Lashon Chachamim, if it's a rabbinic word, well then we're not learning out from a pasuk, because it's a later rabbinic invention. So either way, but the main idea of the Gemara is to bring from the Braisa that we see the concept of Yadis Naziris Kinaziris. We learned that out from Nazir Lahazir. Now, on that, the Braisa continues. Namely, Ela ben Naziris. I would only know that Yadus Naziris is Kenaziris. Ben Adarminai. How do we know regarding the topic of Armasachta, which we're asking about regarding that a Yad of a Neder is like a Neder? Tamalim, that's what the Pasuk teaches. Ishki Yafli Linder Neder Nazir Lahazir Hashem. It says, if a man will differentiate to make a Neder of a Nazir Lahazir Hashem. So, it says the term neder there, and it says the term naziris. So makish naziris le nadar, but nadar le naziris. So we compare the halachas of neder to nazir and nazir to neder, which is ma naziris also by yadis naziris ke naziris. Just like we learned from the redundancy of nazir lahazir, that a yad of a nazir is like saying that you're going to be a nazir. Sav nadar also by yadis nadar ke nadar. So too regarding vows, when you say a yad, it's going to give you the same halacha like the neder itself. Now it goes the other way too. Uman Adarim, we learn the halachas from the neder to nazir. Uman Adarim, oivir bebal yachel, just like by neder. That if someone says, kikur ze alai, this bread is forbidden on me. So there's a negative prohibition of bal yachel, devar, that he shouldn't desecrate his words, meaning he has to keep his vow. And moreover, ubebal ta'achar, there's halacha that if someone makes a neder to bring a carbon, there's halacha of a prohibition of bal ta'achar that he shouldn't delay his bringing of the carbon, which the machlik is exactly, many opinions hold is after three yom tovim. So to regard naziris, there's also going to apply the prohibitions of desecrating his vow of naziris and bal ta'achar of delaying his halachas of naziris. And moreover, uman adarim, just like we find by nadarim ho'av meifrin nidrebitoi, the father can nullify his daughter's vows, as the pasuk says in Midbar Lamed, v'mheini avioi, if our father stops her. And Ubal Mefer Nidri Ishtai, a husband, can nullify his wife's vows, which specifically are vows that are hurtful for herself, or things that are regarding the intimacy between them, as the Sifri brings. And that's actually a pasuk that says, "Vimhafa yafer isam isha b'yam sham." If the husband hears about it and he nullifies that, it's going to be nullified. Saf nazirus is sending a bias to nazirus. That is ha'av meifan nazirus bitay uba meifan nazirus ishta, that a father or a husband can nullify their daughter or wife's nazirus vows respectively. So that, again, this is the source for the halacha of yadis nedarim can nedarim and yadis nazirus can nazirus. Now that the Gemara asks, Maishna gabe nazirus. What's the difference that we're saying that the source for the halacha of yadis is learned out from nazirus, and then we learn out a hekesh from neder to nazir? And again, that's why we say we first explain the case of yadis first, and now Mishnah, and later to explain kinuim, because yadis learned out from a drasha, which is what we're describing over here. But the question is, why is nazirus any different that we're saying we learn out the concept of yadis from there? Because the chsib nazir lahazir, because it says a redundancy of nazir lahazir. So that comes to include yadis, nazirus, can nazirus. And that the question is, nandaram nami. But nandaram, it also says a redundancy. Haksiv linder neder says to make a neder. So vakesha lamali, why do I need a hekesh? To learn neder from nazir, because neder has redundancy. Neder also has redundancy. We should learn that yadis from neder itself. So that the Gemara answers no. Ikas of neder linder. If it would have said making a neder, to be in the state of neder by making a neder, kidakasab, like it says regarding the zirus, nazir lahazir, which is not the normative way of saying something. Because generally, the verb comes before the noun, as we find the pasuk by Midbar Lamed Gimel, le'esar isar, or as we find in Rus, perek dal pasuk zayin, l'kayim kol davar, the verb generally comes before the noun. Now by nazir, it doesn't. It has the noun before the verb. So if it said the same thing by neder, which would be neder linder, so kidakamad, you're right, that would be a redundancy, and therefore we would know yadis from there. And loitzar hakesh, we wouldn't need the hekesh. But hasha dechsev linder neder. But now that it says the verb before the noun, that's dibur Torah kolashem yadim. That the Torah speaks how people speak, because that's what the Torah is coming to talk in the language of how people speak. And therefore, you need to have the hekesh, because to learn that linder neder doesn't say anything. It's not a redundancy. People talk like that, and therefore you need it. You can't learn that from linder neder itself. Now that the Gemara asks, that's very well according to the opinion that all that the Torah speaks in how people speak, and therefore, additionally, that is, even though you could make a drasha from what would seemingly be a redundancy, we don't make a drasha, as is obvious from the Gemara B'Metzi Lamed Alpha Mabez. This opinion holds that no, Torah speaks in this way. There's no place to make a drasha here. But Elamanda lessly dibur Torah kolashem yadim. According to the opinion that holds that we don't say the Torah speaks in human terms. And that is, this is a redundancy. Linder neder. So hi linder neder my ovale. So then according to that opinion, what do we do with this seemingly redundancy? Because we're not explaining it by saying, because that's how people speak. And the question is because we already know yadois from the hekesh to naziris. So if you know yadois from hekesh to naziris, so what do you need linder neder for? Now the Ran explains, it says, interestingly, is that the Gemara's question over here is saying, what do you do with linder neder? Now, before the Gemara had asked, the opposite way actually. The Gemara asked, wait, you have linder neder, what do you need the hekesh for? Now the Gemara is asking now the opposite. The Gemara is saying, wait, you have the hekesh, what do you need linder neder for? Which one is primary to ask, which one is secondary, when what do you need it for? So the Ran explains, he says, that just like we say in the beginning of the first paragraph of Masechtas Kedushin, that even the halacha that we know from a Kal Vachomer, but still we can say that the Torah went through the effort and saying explicitly in the pasuk. So too over here, even though we know the halacha of yadis nedarim k'nedarim from hekesh from nazir, still it's not such a question to say then what do you need a pasuk to tell it for you for linder neder, because maybe the Torah went through the effort and illustrating that halacha from the pasuk itself, as the Gemara says in Ezur Neshech. The same thing is if you learn that something from the Gzeirah Shavah, Torah because of Lakra wants to tell it to you in the pasuk itself. Now that's why originally the Gemara didn't ask linder neder my avale. What do you need linder neder for? Because you could say, what do you mean? Even though we have a hekesh that tells you from nazir to neder that we know the halacha of yadis nedarim k'nedarim, but the Torah wanted to tell you specifically the halacha of yadis in nedarim. So therefore, previously the Gemara asked that to the contrary, that since the Torah does tell you a specific ribui of yadis, both by nazir and by neder, because you have linder neder, So the Gemara's previous question was, so why does the Tana support the concept of Yodis Nedarm Kenedarm? From the Hekesh to Naziris, you're right, there is such a Hekesh, but if you have Linda Neder, which is not a difficulty, why you have a Hekesh and a the Pasuk telling it to you, a Drasha specifically there, because the Torah sometimes does that, but why does the Tana support the idea of Yodis Nedarm Kenedarm? From the Hekesh, you have a specific Drasha of Linda Neder itself to tell it to you. Now, but later, after that, the Gemara explained that according to the one that holds Dibur Torah Kolosham the Adam, that what Linda Neder is not a drasha, that's how people speak. So then, therefore, according to that opinion, you need a Hekesh. But then is what the Gemara is asking now. But according to the opinion that says that Loid Dibur Torah Kolosham the Adam, so then the question is, so what do you do with Linda Neder? And that is, you can't ask that, why do you need a Hekesh? Instead of asking, what do you need Linda Neder? What do you mean, ask, what do you need a Hekesh for? Because this is what the Rana comes to explain. We don't know, according to this opinion, that you're learning out Yodis from a Hekesh. And the reason is the Ran says, actually, the previous Braisa is going according to the opinion that Dibur Torah Kolosham the Adam. If you hold Dibur Torah Kolosham the Adam, then you can't learn it from Linda Neder, so you learn it from the Hekesh. So therefore, you can't ask, oh, you have Linda Neder, so according to that opinion of Loid Dibur, so then what do you do with the Hekesh? No, because you're right. You don't learn it from the Hekesh according to the opinion of Loid Dibur. But what the Gemara's question is that since obviously the Pasuk did make a Hekesh, it did compare the halachas of Neder to Nazir, then the question becomes, so what do you need Linder Neder for? And that is because, as we just explained before, that although maybe the Torah went through the effort to go through and mention, even though you have a Hekesh, to say the halach of Yodis by Naziris and by Neder, and not to rely on the Hekesh, however, wherever you could make a drasha, you make a drasha. As the Gemara says over there in the first paragraph of Masechet Kiddushin, even if you say that what's learned from a Kavach Haimah that will tarach v'kasav l'kra, that's only if we don't have another interpretation from it. But if you have another interpretation from it, and since this mandama holds that loy dibur torah kolosham yodam, so linda neder is a redundancy, so what drasha are you going to do with it? And that is because don't tell me that it's telling us the halacha of yadis, because I could learn it from the Hekesh, because ultimately there is a Hekesh between the two of them. And therefore the question is, over here, that according to the mandama, loy dibra, what do we do with linda neder if you already know it from the Hekesh? So that the Gemara explains as follows. You're right. Truthfully, according to this mandama, darish le lasas yodis nedarm kenedarm. Linda neder is superfluous, and it is a redundancy, because not they don't hold dibra torah kolosham on them. And therefore, actually, that's where we learn out the halacha of that a yad of a neder is like a neder. Now, although we have a Hekesh that from Nazir to Neder, actually no. It goes the other way around. Umakesh Nazir is Lenadarm. How do we know that a Yad of a Nazir is like a Nazir? It's learned out from Neder. But now, but we already, I thought we know the halacha of Yadis from Nazir, where it says the redundancy over there, and that the Gemara says no. According to this Manda'amma of Leidibur Turkolotim Adam, Nazir Lahazir Darishle, he expounds the redundancy of Nazir Lahazir for a different halacha. Malamed that comes to teach, as we get here on Talmud Beis, Shanaziris Chal Ala Naziris, that an obligation of Naziris to be a Nazir can take effect on another obligation to be a Nazir. And that is, for example, let's say someone says, Hareini Nazir Hayyim, I am a Nazir today. And then he says again, Hareini Nazir Hayyim, I'm a Nazir today. So what the Gemara is being Machadish is that we don't say that it's enough a Naziris of 30 days, but actually he has to count two different Naziris, which is going to be 60 days. That's learned from the pasuk of Nazir Lahazir. In other words, when he already accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, it's possible to have Lahazir to go ahead and make another Nazirs. And that's what we learned from Nazir Lahazir, not the halacha of Yadis, because that's learned out from Linda Neder. Rather, a different halacha of that Nazirs is Chal on Nazirs. But now the Gemara asks, now that we introduced another halacha into the mix of these drashas of this pasuk, so the Gemara asks, according to the other opinion that says that the Torah did speak in normative way of people, and hence there is no drasha to be made from Linda Neder, because that's just a normal way of saying to make a Neder. And Vinazir Lahazir Darish Lasas Yadis, Naziris Kenaziris, and consequently, their drasha from Nazir Lahazir is the source of where we learn at the halacha of Yadis Naziris Kenaziris, and that actually that's from where we learn out from the Hekesh Yadis Nedarm Kenedarm. So then the question is, according to them, Shanaziris Chal on Naziris Menole, where do they know this halacha that a Naziris could be Chal on another Naziris? If you say, I reign in Nazar Yom, and then I reign in Nazar Yom, that you'll be for 60 days. So the Gemara says, Ahanicha, obviously it's okay. Yisvir lehem kemanda amma, e Naziris Chal on Naziris, if they hold like the opinion that says if you're a nazir and then you accept another nazirus, then it's not chal, it won't take effect. So obviously, it's okay because they don't need nazir lahazir to learn that because they don't hold to that halacha. But if they do hold to this halacha, then where do they know it from? So that the Gemara explains, Neimakra Liza. The pasuk should have said that nazir Liza, my lahazir. Why does it say nazir lahazir? Now, as the Ran explains, actually, in diktuk, there's no real difference between lizer and lahazir, because the word, the hay, many times gets swallowed up into the word, as we find many words, lanud, lahenid, lashmid, lahashmid. It's very much interchangeable. But the concept of what the Gemara is pointing out is that it should have said the same syntax, the same form, like it says by Nedarim, that same pasuk where it says linder, neder. So it should have said Lizer, just like it says Linder, it doesn't say Lahadir. Here it changes to Lahazir. Why? Shaman Minah Tarti. So that's why. Why is it changing? So you learn two halachas from Nazir Lahazir. You learn out one of the redundancy, you learn out one from the difference of the words, and therefore you can learn out both halachas from there. You can learn out the halacha of Yodas Nazir Kinaziris, which then teaches to Neder, because according to this Mandama, you can't learn out from Linder Neder because Dibbatarkal is from the Adam. And also from the fact that it changes Lahazir and not Lizer. So therefore we learned the halacha also that nazir is chal al naziris. That's one approach to the previous question. Now that the Gemara says another approach, b'marava amri, in Eretz Yisrael they said that actually no, from lahazir that it changed from lizer lahazir, you don't learn out two halachas from that pasuk of nazir lahazir. But however, they're able to explain according to either opinion of dibur Torah kolash from the Adam or not, where do we know this halacha of naziris chal naziris, and also that of yadais are like the thing itself, both regarding nazir and regarding neder. So in Eretz Yisrael they explain as follows. Is Tana, there is a Tanoic opinion that, as we explained before, that's going according to those who hold loyd dibur Torah kolash from the Adam, that the Torah did not speak like people. Hence linder neder is a redundancy to be darshan. So the mapik leli yadais min linder neder, so they learn out, as we explained previously, the halacha of yadais for Nidarim, and then from there to Nazir, from Linder Neder, because it is a redundancy. Now, therefore, according to that opinion, as we explained before, Nazir Lahazir is superfluous, because you don't learn it, you don't need it to tell you Yadis, because you learned that out from Neder. So that's what, according to that, teaches you that Naziris is Chal al Naziris. Now, as shortly as the Gemara will explain, however, according to the other opinion, there seems to be another pasuk of Kachala Yetzim Pev Yaseh. According to this Tanoic opinion, the words in the pasuk kol yitzim pev yasa, whatever comes out of his mouth he has to do, it comes to teach you the halacha that a neder, a vow, that part of it was permitted, meaning that they found a way out of that, then the whole thing becomes permitted. And the reason is because the exposition is, and if the whole, if like it says, kol yitzim pev yasa, if everything he said he has to do, then he has to do it. But if only half he has to do, then he doesn't have to do any of it. That's what you learn from neder shehuter miktsasei huter kulay. Now, however, the Istana, and then there's another Tanoic opinion, again, which is the one we're trying to explain for, that holds that the Torah was Dibur Kolashim Yadam, that the Torah is spoken the way of normal people do, therefore, Linda Nedi cannot be Darshan. So the only way we know the Yadis is from Nazir Lahazir, and then from there we learn to Neder. So then the question is, so where do they know Naziris Chal Naziris if in Eretz Yisrael they don't agree to this concept of that it changed from Lizer to Lahazir to tell you two halachas from there? So in that the Gemara says, the Mapik Le Min, and the Gemara says, Kikal HaYetzim Pev Yasa, it says in the Pasuk, whatever comes out of his mouth, meaning in the vow he has to do. Therefore, as the Ran explains, according to this opinion, we learn out two halachas from this Pasuk. We learn out, first of all, Yadais Nedarim Arka Nedarim. Because, as the pasuk is saying, kachol ha'yetz mepev yasa, whatever comes out of his mouth, even not the entire neder, even part of it, but from that you understand what he wants to do, that's the halacha of the yad, that's going to be like the neder itself. And also, like the other Tanoic opinion holds, that you learn it from this pasuk, that a neder shebetel mektasa, be nullified part of the neder, and then the whole thing is batel again, because only kachol ha'yetz mepev, if everything that he said he has to do, then he has to do it. But if it's only part, because part of it was already permitted, then he doesn't have to go ahead and do any part of the neder. And that's, as the Ran explains, that's how the Yerushalmi explains this opinion of b'marava amri. So again, either you learn out the halacha of naziris chal naziris according to the man d'amar of dibur Torah kolash from the adam from the fact that it changed from lizer lahazir, or as it said in Eretz Yisrael from the pasuk of kachol yitz mepiv yasa. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the Braisa that we mentioned on Amud Aleph. Amamar. So we said in the Braisa on Amud Aleph that compared neder to nazikin, that we have this hekesh. So that the Braisa said, Uma nedarim, just like by nedarim. In other words, not only do we learn that neder from nazir, which is the halacha of yodis, but we learn that nazir from neder. Regards that just like by neder, there's a prohibition of not to desecrate your vow, you have to keep what you said, and of bal ta'acher, and of not delaying your fulfillment of what you had vowed. And so to naziris, now that the Gemara asks. Bishlema bal yachal din nedarim mishkachas. We understand where you have a case of not desecrating your vows regarding nedarim. If you're going, for example, the Amr Kikr Zu Oichel. Let's say someone takes a vow that this loaf of bread I'm going to eat, the loy Oichel doesn't eat it. So even Mishum Bal Yachal Davar, so he has violated the negative prohibition of not to desecrate his words. Now, actually, Reb Kiva Eger right here on the side of Gilin Yashas asks that we never find a nether of vow which should be what's called a kumvase to be a fulfillment of an action. Because actually, as we explained in the previous daf, which is the fundamental principle of dividing a neder and a shvua, is that a neder is in the cheftza, it makes the object a forbidden object. That's how a neder works. That's how it's mechanics. And even where we find that if someone says a neder that I'm not going to eat something, and that he does and that he violates, according to many paiskim, that's only working through the principle of yad. Because you understand from what he's trying to say that that thing is forbidden on him. But to make a neder, to do an action, we never find such a thing. And therefore, Reb Kiva Eger ends off, Hashem, you're in, Hashem should lighten my eyes. I don't understand what the Gemara is saying. But there are those Rishonim that actually have a different gear in our Gemara that says, Kikar zu olai. If someone says that this loaf of bread is forbidden on me, and then he eats it, that's a violation clearly of Layachal Devar. And therefore, there's definitely understanding that there's a case of by neder of not to desecrate your vow. But the Gemara's question is, but where can we find the halacha of bal yachal by naziris? Now, as the Ran explains, the Gemara's question is that where do we have a case by a nazir that you only have the violation of bal yachal? And the reason is because the Gemara is assuming in the question, just like by neder, when you don't keep your vow, let's say you said, this piece of bread is forbidden, and then you eat it, you're only violating that one negative prohibition of bal yachal devarei. The Gemara is assuming that the same thing applies by Naziris, because if not, then you're not really making a full-fledged hekesh to say just like there over here, because it's going to be different. There is only Bal Yachal, and here is not going to be just only Bal Yachal. And the reason is because Kivan the Amharini Nazir, once a person says, I am a Nazir, Havalei Nazir, he's a Nazir, and therefore, Achal, when he eats, Kamli Bal Yachal, he's violating the negative prohibition of a Nazir eating, let's say, grapes. And the Shas, if he drinks wine, Kamli Bal Yishta, he's violating the negative prohibition of drinking wine. And therefore, it's not only Bal Yachal Devar that he's going to be violating it, that he's not keeping his vow of the Naziris, he's going to be violating additionally the prohibitions of Naziris. So that's not a clear-cut hekesh. So where do you find only Bal Yachal by Nasa? So Amar Rava says, you're right. Lav Rav Bishnayim. What you have to say is that the hekesh is only saying as much as we could. And you're right, it's not going to be exactly like by Nadarm, where the only violation will be Bal Yachal. Here it's going to be Bal Yachal and also the violation of Nazir, either of drinking or consuming those of wine or grape derivatives. But the Gemara continues asking, so fine, we understand how Bal Yachal could apply by Naziris. But Bal Ta'achar de Naziris Hechem Eshkachasla. Where do you find the concept of the violation of not delaying by Nadarim to find the same thing by Naziris? And the reason being is because by Nadarim, so when you take a neder to bring a carbon, so it's going to be one or two or three amud ta'ivim where if you don't bring the carbon, you violated the negative prohibition of delaying this obligation. But by naziris, kivan d'amarini nazir, once a person says, I am a nazir, havali nazir, he's already a nazir. Hence, achal kamle baba yoichal, if he eats, let's say, a grape, then he's violating the negative prohibition of not to eat a grape. In other words, the question is that you cannot compare this to the same halacha like by neder by kabanas. Where if, let's say, someone says, Hariya li is nazir, I take it upon myself to be a nazir. It's not the same like when you say, Hariya li to bring a carbon, because when someone says, it's upon me to bring a carbon, so he's missing his action, which is the bringing of the carbon. And therefore, until you bring the carbon, if you don't bring it by a certain time, you violate a negative prohibition of delaying. But here, you can't say that, because since there's no action that's missing, the moment he says, I'm a nazir, it takes effect right away, and he's a nazir. So what can you delay in the sense of becoming a nazir. Now, so that the Gemara says, and if you're going to say it's ba'oim alik she'eretz hei nazir, no, the case where you get a bal ta'achar, a violating of delaying your naziris, is when someone says, oh, when I desire, I will be a nazir, so it's not yet, and therefore by not becoming a nazir, you're delaying this halacha which you said that you'll be when you want, and every as long as you don't then take it upon yourself, you're delaying that, and that's bal ta'achar. Now the Gemara says you can't say that, because v'i yomek she'eretz, if he says that when I want, so then like a bal ta'achar, so then there's no violation of delaying, because the condition of becoming a nazir was when I want, and he doesn't want. So there's no delaying of becoming a nazir. So where do you find bal ta'achar by naziris? So that the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, he says, kegoin de amar, it's talking about in a specific case when like a person says, le'ifter mina olam ad she'ehei nazir. He says, I'm not going to pass away from this world before becoming a nazir. This is one thing I got to do before I pass away. Now, therefore, deminahi shaita havali nazir. From that moment, it's already incumbent upon him the obligation of becoming a nazir, and hence, since you have that obligation, there's a violation of bal ta'achar not to delay. Midi d'hav, the Gemara compares this to halacha, which we find where ha'oim le'ishtai. If someone says to his wife, harezu gitech she'achas koydim misasi, this should be your get, you're going to be divorced from me through this get, one moment before I die. And he might die in 20 years, but the get will then take effect a moment before the death. But the halacha is, asur lecha b'truma miyad. The moment he gives this, even though he might not die for 20 years, she becomes forbidden right now to consume truma if he's a kohen and she's a eches kohen. Now the reason is, Alma, obviously we see, Amrina, we say, kol shayit v'shayit, dim amayis, because every single moment he might die. If he dies, that means the previous moment, she was already divorced, because she's getting divorced the moment before. So if he dies the next second, now she's forbidden, and therefore every second she cannot eat truma, because maybe then she's going to be not an eches kohen because she's divorced, and she wasn't allowed to eat truma. So hachanami, same thing applies over here. La'alta habanaza. Immediately, he might die the next moment. If he might die, so that means right now he has to be a nazir because he says he's going to be a nazir before he passes away. So right now there's an obligation for him to become a nazir. Damrina, demahashli mais, because we say that maybe he's going to die right now. Now the Ram points out it's not precisely the same thing as that halacha by the woman getting that get. Because over there, if she eats truma, and it turns out her husband didn't die. He only died 10 years or 20 years later. And so subsequently, she didn't do any issur. But here, immediately, there is a violation of bal ta'achar, even if he doesn't die for another 20 years. Because the reason is, his condition for the naziris was, I'm not going to pass away before I become a nazir. What that sounds like, what he's saying is that it's incumbent upon me to count certain days of naziris in a way that there's no concern that I'm not going to be able to fulfill it and finish it up before I pass away. Now, because of that, even though his words are not indicating exactly that he's becoming Nazir right now, but there's still a bal ta'achar of delaying it, of pushing it off, because even though you could say that, wait a second, why is there a bal ta'achar right now? The whole halacha of Naziris having bal ta'achar is learned out from the Dorm having bal ta'achar. Now, actually, the halacha of bal ta'achar, according to many Tanoim, is learned out it's actually only violated after three holidays, three Yom Tovim, as the Gemara says in Sefer Rosh Hashanah, Dav Dal Med Aleph. So here also you should say at least let the Bal Ta'achar be for the Naziris only after three Yom Tovim. And that the Ran explains no, because over there the person bringing the carbon says Harei Olai. It's a coming upon me to bring a carbon, but over here he didn't say that, and therefore actually the obligation is because if he said Harei Olai that it's right now, then actually he would actually be a nazir right now. If he said Harini nazir, I'm a nazir right now. So he'd be a nazir. But he didn't say that. He said, I'm not going to pass away before I become a nazir. Now, since that's the case, it's like he said Harei Olai Lahibi Karbon right now, as we explained, because we don't know. He might die the next moment. If he might die the next moment, that means right now you have to be a nazir. Now, even if you don't die for another 10 years, but you still have that obligation now because you might die, and therefore, the Bal Ta'achar begins immediately. You immediately violate every moment that you're not becoming a Nazir, the negative prohibition of Bal Ta'achar. Again, you don't become a Nazir right away because you didn't accept Naziris right away. But the Bal Ta'achar Naziris happens right away, unlike by Nedarim, which only happens after 3 Yom Tovim. Because over here, since he said it, I'm not going to pass away, that's the requirement of right now, like we find by the Eishes Kayin, where every moment the husband might die the next moment, so therefore every moment should be forbidden the Truma. Here also, every moment, you have an obligation of being a Nazir because you might die the next moment.